Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Dr. Doug Feuerbach, who was a highly successful distributor and is a thought leader, trainer, speaker, and consultant in direct sales. He has a deep passion for building people and businesses to extraordinary results. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Mitchell. What an honor it is to be on this. Thank you.
Oh, I so appreciate that. It's actually an honor to meet a fellow human like you who shows up in the world the way you do. And I just so enjoyed, from the first second we started interacting until now, I've enjoyed our conversation. So we can screw it up from here on in. But no, I so enjoyed our conversations. And I'd love to learn a little bit more about you through your customer point of pain. What's your CPOP?
A CPOP is entrepreneurs' lack of results and struggle. And that is something that every seems to happen a lot.
So I've been in Silicon Valley for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And I could tell you that that is something that I see all the time for so many different reasons. And there's mm-hmm. so many different models and so many different approaches in there. And so many people think they have the answer. And it's kind of funny, and sometimes answers work for a short period of time, and they work for some people, and now there it is. And so tell me a little bit more.
Well, entrepreneurs as a whole, they have struggles. Not only do they have lack of results and struggles, but they have a tendency to stay there. And the challenge is that when you stay there, it seems the struggle gets worse. They're at point A, and I'm at point B. And my goal is to get them through the messy middle. And from that, it really works because there's been some amazing things that we've been able to accomplish, but more importantly, to be able to get that person to where they want to be with their business.
Nice. And generally, my understanding, it's one-on-one when people are...
Mm-hmm. I have a one-on-one coaching, and we've been doing it for years. I consult with companies as well as individuals. And it has been a real blessing. It's crazy, crazy how things have grown.
That's beautiful. Could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
That's a great question. I've been in the direct sales profession, Mitchell, for 34 years. We had a huge organization, sold it back to the company. And in 2000, what I decided to get into consulting, training, and speaking. I've worked with hundreds of thousands of people around the globe and training and teams and stuff like that, and produced literally multi-billions through those companies of increase in sales. And it's been that experience, as well as I told you, having a DR in front of your name doesn't hurt.
No, doesn't hurt at all. And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Well, it depends. I think most importantly is, people understanding that my goal and only focus is this, to be able to talk to them in a way that they know that I know what I'm talking about, number one. But number two, I talk about results. And there's been a lot of results in our company over the years. And I don't think there's any better credibility, to be perfectly blunt, than talk about result, 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 result. Because if you're not producing results, as you know, then you're not going to be in business long.
And I think one of the things you mentioned in the green room are how many people you helped get to seven-figure businesses.
Let's just say several dozen. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, those are results.
Yeah, several dozen.
I think the one other thing I thought I'd mention is, for me, what I liked when you first came online is how clear it was that you not only prepared to be ready for this, but you were thinking about it. And it's so, tell me about that. It's part of when you show up, you should show up. which is coming early, being prepared, coming with heart. You this really is how demonstrate I look at all of those.
This is how I look at it. You show up when you're supposed to early, always. That's the discipline that you need. The second thing is you come prepared, which I've never done an interview or I've never done anything without preparation, because it's the preparation where you get the ammunition. And then the third part of it is always want to show up to serve the masses, to serve them with your heart, not just your mind. And when you do that, there's an impact, if you will, that goes beyond just coaching. It's a real connection that people can really understand and trust you versus just want to learn what to do. Does that make sense?
That is a plan book out, a playbook right out of my plan book, and very beautifully said. So here's what I'm going to say if you're watching or listening to this, and that is if you recognize as an entrepreneur, whether this is you or someone in your network, that you're struggling, that you're not hitting the results you need, and you don't know why. There are many different reasons why there's probably a block somewhere, right? You're going to want to reach out to Dr. Doug Feuerbach. Doug, how best can people go about doing that?
The best way to do that is reach me out on LinkedIn. I spend a lot of time there. That's how I found you. And I would recommend anybody watching your videos because I learned a lot. The second way probably is D Fireball, F-I-R-E-B-A-U-G-H at live.com. I used to do a radio show called The Millionaire Road, and that was the email that I used. It was on AM and FM stations. And so you can just reach me there, D Fireball, F-I-R-E-B-A-U-G-H at live.com.
Beautiful. Well, Doug, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Honored to be here. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And if you're at this part of the interview, you know how important this message is. So click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.